Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos this year, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in the last three episodes of this season, the last three Mishnahs of the season before we take our big summer hiatus and God willing come back. Let's look at Perek Vav Mishnah Zion, chapter 6, paragraph 7, with the commentary of the Sforno here in season 5 and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Hanoi, beauty, v'akoach, and strength, v'osher, and wealth, v'akavod, and honor, v'achachman, wisdom, v'azikna, and old age, v'aseva, and a hoary age, v'abanim, and children, na'ela tzadikim, v'na'ela olam, these befit the righteous. And these befit the world. These are good for the righteous, and these are good for the world, as it says, we're just trying to turn the page, as it says, ripe old age is a crown of splendor. It can be found in the path of righteousness. For Omar, and it says, Ateres zekenim b'nei banim, etiferes banim, the crown of the age's grandchildren, and the splendor of children is their fathers. Vomer, and it says, Tiferes bachurim kocham v'hadar zekenim zeva, the splendor of young men is their strength, and the glory of old men is hoary age. V'omer, v'chafra ha'levano v'osha ha'chama ki malach Adonai Tzevos b'har tzion v'yerushalayim v'neged zekenav kavod. It says, the moon will grow pale, and the sun will be shamed when Hashem, master of legions, will have reigned on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and honor hate shall be before his elders. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh, Omer Rabbi Shimon Menasseh says, Eilu sheva midos, these seven traits, these seven qualities, shemanu chacham latzadikim, that the sages attributed to the righteous, kulam niskaimu b'rabbi b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b' abundance to be had, involving in a life of Torah, beauty, strength, wealth, honor, ism, old age, Torah age, and children. These are great for the righteous and great for the whole world. And involving yourself in a Torah lifestyle can hopefully bring about such things in a wonderful way. The Sforno points out that the Tana says that it befits the righteous and befits the world when the righteous meet with the success, beauty, strength, and etc., and enjoy them for a long period of time, for they will then be able to do good unto others. It is therefore fitting that one pray on behalf of the righteous of one's generation that they should attain these successes for their own benefit, for the sake of the people of their generation. The Tana brings proof to this teaching from a number of psukim. Rabbi Shimon ben Asi then testified that it is not possible for all these attributes of success to be found in one righteous person and family. For Dee's generation, this was the case with Rabbi and his sons. So maybe, it might not be possible to get all of them, but at least some of these qualities should be qualities we should try to get and use for the sake of Torah. Beauty and strength and wealth and honor and wisdom, old age or age and children, different aspects of different things in our life we should try to use for the sake of Torah, for the sake of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in this world. Among the seven qualities the notes point out listed in our Bryce's old age, hence the Sforno understands the Tana to mean that these attributes of success, in order to be fully experienced by the righteous and shared with others, should be of long duration. From the phrase befits the righteous and befits the world, the Sforno deduces that these qualities are not granted to man exclusively for his own enjoyment, but are to be used for the benefit of others as well. The reason for the inclusion of Rabbi Shimon ben Nasi's statement is to emphasize that all these qualities can be found in one person and his family, and hence it is a realistic goal towards which man should strive. So we should do what we can, trying to be involved in these things in our life and in the life of those around us, being involved in a life of Torah, a life of mitzvot, a life of chesed, a life of good things, in order to bring beauty to us and to bring beauty to the world around us. Join us next time as we talk about the last two missions here on the Pirkei Avos, talking about a story, one time on the road here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.